Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Colts Patriots again, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I'm wondering if you could put into perspective how much, you know, a Peyton Manning has helped motivate you to want to be a better quarterback, the rivalry that you guys have had over the years.
Well, I mean, he's an incredible player, and, you know, the thing that I love watching him is his consistency, and he's such a competitive player, and being around him and the experience that I've had around him, it's no surprise why he's such a great player. I mean, he loves the game. He loves studying it. He loves talking about it. And I think we definitely have that in common. You know, it's a great matchup. And I think these, you know, both our team and the Colts have been, you know, winning a lot of games over the last 10 years. So we've had some great games between the two teams, and I'm expecting this game to be the same.
Tom, Dwight Freeney was talking today about, you know, you obviously don't have the mobility of a Michael Vick in that sense, but that you're a very hard guy to sack in terms of pocket presence. On to the quarterback, you get that over time, or how does that come?
When Dwight Freeney's bearing down on you, you learn to throw the ball pretty quick. So I learned that pretty early on playing against him. He's an incredible player. I mean, there's nobody in the league that rushes the passer like he does. And Robert Mathis on the other side, you know, it's like you can't give Dwight all the attention, although most teams do, and then Robert comes from the other side, and he's had some huge games against us. So, you know, you got to try to, you know, pick your spots with him, and, you know, always, believe me, every time the ball snaps, we've got to understand where he's at and what exactly he's doing. Because both those guys can change the game in one play.
In a general sense, though, is moving around the pocket and knowing where to go, you know, something that you improve on over time as a quarterback?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's part of the drills that you do. That's part of strength and conditioning program in the offseason. That's part of, all the quarterback drills that we do. I mean, you can't be a statue back there. I'm not fleet of feet at all. You know, you just learn to move a little bit and keep your eyes upfield and get rid of the ball when you can. And when you play a team like the Colts, you're not going to be able to hold it too long. So you got to find an open guy and get rid of the ball and make the throw and try to make it a completion, try to make a good accurate throw.
Tom, when you came into the league in 2000, expectations, and not to put it indelicately, but were you as surprised as most of the rest of us at what you did in 2001?
Well, you know, I don't think that, I don't think you sit here and go, wow, I can't believe I'm playing professional football. I mean, I think those are the goals, and, you know, you work hard at them, through college and through the draft process, and then in my first year in the league. Obviously, anytime you start off the season 0-2 like we did in 2001 and end up, we're 5-5 at one point and then got on a roll and won the Super Bowl. And that was an incredible year for us. We had a great team. We had great veteran leadership, great coaching. There were some great coaches on that staff and a lot of great players. So, everything came together. That's typically what happens. Coach Belichick always says that football season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving, because that's when the good teams really start to show themselves. So both the two teams this weekend, the Patriots and the Colts, were in good position, but, you know, really this is where we got to start really improving as a team and build on kind of the foundation that we set early in the season.
And how long do you see yourself playing, Tom? Do you have any sense?
Until they drag me off the field. I don't plan on... I don't plan on leaving this game anytime soon. I really enjoy playing, and it's hard for me to imagine doing anything else. So as long as the Patriots want me, I'll be here. I've given them that commitment already.
I think we're good here. Thanks, Tom.
Great.